Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 12, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Friday afternoon. Yeah, we're smiling about it over here. Ready for the weekend.
We're happy campers.
Yes, we are. Busy day today. Has been extremely busy. We're gonna this hour, a lot of information to pass on to you. But let me just go ahead and start off with the three most important things you need to know this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, an incident Thursday evening at the Pace Youth Sports Complex on Shamukla Highway sparked reports of an active shooter and sent families running. Wasn't real, but it sure shook a lot of folks up. Wow. It's now under investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The Pace Athletic Recreation Association said a man threatened to shoot an umpire and applied that he had a gun in his truck. Remember, this is youth baseball, ladies and gentlemen. Kids we're talking about here.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Witnesses say the confrontation sent kids and parents into a panic, and the ballpark was evacuated. No one's been arrested for the incident at this time, but the investigation does continue.
And your second of top three stories, affordable military housing took center stage at Thursday's Pensacola City Council meeting. Council members voted to authorize nearly $800,000 to buy land for an affordable military housing project. Mayor D.C. Reeves said earlier in the week before the vote that there isn't a location identified as of yet. The grant requires that the city close on a property by June 30th of 2027. Under the terms of the grant, the city must buy land and have the housing built and in use by military members within 5 years of the purchase.
614 News Radio 92.3, and now take a look at the third story we're watching for you this afternoon. It's another developing strange story, may I add. The FBI arrested a Wisconsin judge this morning for allegedly hiding a previously deported illegal immigrant in her jury room in order to stop him from being arrested by ICE agents. The question is here, whose side are you on? Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested and charged with obstruction of an official proceeding after evidence confirmed she had shielded the migrant from ICE agents. She was also charged with concealing an individual to prevent discovery and arrest. Federal agents attempted to arrest an undocumented male, a Mexican national, if you will, following his scheduled criminal court appearance before Dugan. This was back on April 18th to face three misdemeanor battery charges for allegedly beating up on two people. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed. This is where the shiftiness came in here.
Yeah.
This is where it all started to happen here. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed to the chief judge's office, and after the hearing ended, escorted Flores Ruiz and his attorney out a restricted jury door. In other words, exit back door, bypassing the public area where agents were waiting in order to arrest him.
Mm.
It's getting good. And we're following the story for you on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis reportedly sent text messages to constituents of Republican lawmakers Alex Andrade and Michelle Salzman this week, accusing House leaders of working with Democrats to block his agenda and urging people to call their representatives. Well, they did just that. Andrade told News Radio that he got calls all day from people supporting his investigation into Hope, Florida. The Political Action Committee is called the Restore Our Nation, or RON PAC, which sent the messages on Wednesday afternoon.
I will add to that, just don't buy into the sample base.
Right.
Saying. Pensacola City Council has approved the donation agreement for the Baptist Hospital's Legacy Campus downtown. City expects to close the property by June. The hospital is contributing $5.9 million towards the demolition. CEO Mark Faulkner.
This has been a long journey, and you're absolutely right. This is about downside avoidance. This example you gave are numerous across the southeast, across the country, where abandoned medical facilities only become blight and become a problem. It's not just downside avoidance, it's upside capture. This is transformational. And I appreciate the kind words because we want to be a partner in this public-private partnership, along with the state and the county as well.
Okay, some council members were concerned with whether the project could actually move forward if Escambia County opts not to chip in. But city economic officials said they were pretty confident that the project would move forward once the demolition is complete. The city plans to use the land for affordable housing projects.
And a regional rural transportation plan for 2025 includes proposed projects like expanding Highway 29 to 6 lanes and Highway 97 to 4, aimed at enhancing mobility and safety in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and more surrounding counties. The RRTP Technical Advisory Committee will review the project priorities on May 21st, possibly adjusting their order.
I can kind of frame this story by never give up. And what I'm talking about, last week, we learned that a breakthrough was made in a local cold case with a man that was found dead behind a business on Palafox Street, was identified by DNA analysis. Let me just take this back to you. This case goes back to 1989. That was made possible, this whole analysis made possible by a privately owned lab with one-of-a-kind technology.
The new form of advanced DNA testing, we're actually the first lab in North America privately owned to exclusively do human identification from forensic evidence. So we work with law enforcement at the local, state, and federal level to help them identify either human remains or suspect DNA when traditional investigative measures do not reveal an identity.
That's Dr. Michael Vogan. He's with Orthrum. Orthrum has a website, by the way, with all their latest cases. If you want to peruse that, dnasolves.com.
All righty. And also, wanted to touch on this very quickly. A new effort underway to detain hundreds of illegal immigrants in the state. Operation Tidal Wave started Monday with the goal to find and detain about 800 illegal immigrants across the state. Homeland Security leading the operation. The Miami Herald reports the aim is to find those with criminal records or deportation orders.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
And a very quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 67 tonight. This weekend has highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A man in the country illegally has been charged with sexually abusing a young boy in Florida. We're hearing about this kind of story way too much. Here's Sue Guzman.
Police say a previously deported Mexican man living in the U.S. illegally has been arrested in the sexual battery of a teenage boy while playing hide-and-seek in Charlotte County. 20-year-old Samuel Cobos Carmona is accused of assaulting a 13-year-old boy in the teen's backyard in Punta Gorda, Florida. Cobos Carmona first entered the country illegally in 2021, was caught and deported to Mexico. He returned in 2022 and went to Florida. And after being discovered in Sarasota in 2024, he was released under the Biden administration's Catch and Release program. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And a Democratic lawmaker from Broward County leaving the party. Hollywood State Senator Jason Pizzo announced yesterday he's switching to no party affiliation, or NPA. The Senate Democratic leader says the Democratic Party in Florida is dead and added that running as an NPA candidate allows him to be free and clear, clear and transparent, and help more people. Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Fried says that she won't miss him and the party will be more united without him.
All right. Don't expect conditions to improve anytime soon, as almost 90 wildfires are burning across the state of Florida, affecting over 3,000 acres. Florida officials will continue to watch the fires. They're basically saying state's dry. Don't expect any rain anytime soon. National Weather Service saying low humidity, dry conditions, creating an elevated fire danger.
And Florida lawmakers passing a pair of bills that could impact the tourism development tax. House Bill 7033 reduces the state sales tax by 0.75% and allows local governments to use 75% of tourist taxes to offset county property taxes starting in 2026. House Bill 1221 also amends the use of the tax. Bay County Republican Representative Griffiths spoke out against the bill, saying that he does not support legislation that undermines the ability of local communities to manage their own tourism promotion and reinvestment.
Here's something you can take in tonight. Still have plenty of time for it. The 2025 Big Screen on the Bayou returning this evening at Bayview Park at East Hill. Curtain rises 7:30 for the movie Boys in the Boat. The event's free, open to the public. And also tonight, the 25 concert series, Bands of the Blackwater, continues over Jernigan's Landing. The Crosstown Band will be in action this evening. Curtain rises on the stage around 7 o'clock this evening. You can bring your lawn chair, blankets, cooler, no glass containers. Leave that glass at home. Dogs are allowed while on a leash.
All right. 621, you're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of the deepest headlines across your nation today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Gathering at Pensacola Beach is a wonderful family experience. If you've thought about having a family celebration or an amazing beach wedding, there is a very special home now available, Casa de Luna. Casa de Luna is spacious with room for large families. It has 9 large bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. The pool has a new 4,000 BTU gas heater. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a jacuzzi tub. There is a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out with a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band. They're a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience at Bands on the Beach. We'll see you Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Well, looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 67 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 625, News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher for a fourth straight session. The major averages also ending higher for the week, fueled by hopes for a de-escalation in President Trump's tariff battle with China, plus his retreat from threats to oust Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Tech was the best performing sector in the S&P 500, while consumer staples lagged. And shares of Alphabet rose 1.5% after the Google parent reported first quarter earnings that beat Wall Street expectations, driven by AI growth. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Salesforce and IBM, the Dow decliners, United Health, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 20 points, the Nasdaq higher by 217, S&P 500 up 40. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump says he's talked with Chinese President Xi Jinping about making a trade deal. In an interview with Time magazine, Trump said Xi had called him to talk about trade and said that he didn't think that was a sign of weakness. China has denied that there have been any talks with the U.S. regarding trade, though. Trump said trade deals with other nations are about 3 to 4 weeks away.
All right, very interesting. 627. Hope you're having a great Friday afternoon, ready for a big weekend. I know I certainly am. Just wanted to pass this on to you. We were talking about this earlier, about the court appearance from a judge, this illegal immigrant arrest, is trying to get my hand around this thing, in Wisconsin, has just got a lot of people questioning what's real, what's not real. Lily Wu has more for this.
Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, a 9-year veteran, arrested by FBI agents on charges of obstruction, accused of interfering with an immigration arrest operation at her courthouse last week. Federal law enforcement sources telling Fox the judge demanded agents waiting to make the arrest proceed to the chief judge's office. FBI Director Cash Patel says the Bureau believes she intentionally misdirected agents away from the subject to be arrested, allowing the illegal alien to evade arrest after a pre-trial conference on misdemeanor battery charges. Judge Dugan has denied the accuracy of the reports. The Justice Department had previously signaled it was going to crack down on local officials thwarting federal immigration efforts. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the Trump administration temporarily reinstating the legal status of international students whose records were canceled. A Justice Department lawyer announced during a court hearing in Oakland the records will be restored while ICE develops a new policy for handling terminated student statuses. This follows the recent revocation of visas for many international students, especially those involved in political protests or with past legal issues such as driving under the influence.
Okay, 627 News Radio 92.3. They're doing something interesting, and just to the west of us, Orange Beach is adding license plate reader cameras at the entrance to the city. Governor Kay Ivey awarded grants totaling more than $376,000 for towns and cities in South Alabama to purchase equipment for police officers. Well, the city of Orange Beach received $48,000 to add license plate reader cameras at the entrance to the city to deter crimes from happening and to help the Orange Beach Police Department solve crimes that have occurred.
And President Trump going to hold a rally in Michigan next week to mark his first 100 days in office. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president is excited to return to the state on Tuesday. Trump's 100th day in office will be on Wednesday. The rally will take place at Macomb Community College in Warren, just north of Detroit.
DNC Chair Ken Martin has issued an ultimatum to Vice Chair David Hogg after he announced plans to fund primary challenges against what he calls ineffective Democrats. A lot of infighting going on here, folks. Chad Pergam has more from Capitol Hill.
Ken Martin is telling David Hogg he has a choice. He can remain as a DNC official and not meddle in primaries, but if he decides to play in primaries, he must quit. Hogg vowed to spend millions to oust older or enfeebled veteran Democrats who he believes hung around too long. But Hogg notes that age is not the only factor.
Frankly, unfortunately, sucking is something that is not limited to age, right? Mm-hmm. There are great older people, there are terrible younger people, and vice versa.
Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin announced his retirement this week. There's increasing pressure on older Democrats to step aside. That includes Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. But there's criticism of the DNC picking winners and losers.
And former New York Congressman George Santos will spend over 7 years behind bars. He was sentenced today in a New York courtroom. He pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft, and admitting that he stole from campaign donors and lied about it to Congress. Earlier, he had told reporters he was totally resigned to receive the maximum prison sentence. His attorneys had hoped for a lighter 2-year term.
Okay, springtime house hunting surprise for first time in downsizing homebuyers. Here's Therese Crowley.
Sticker shock. Now 233 American cities where the typical starter home will cost you more than $1 million. 5 years ago, it was just 85 cities. Zillow finds more than half are in California, followed by New York, New Jersey, Florida. But half of all states have at least $1 million town. Minnesota and Rhode Island just joined the club. Zillow's senior economist notes encouraging news. Nationally, the starter home average is still $192,000. This spring, more homes are hitting the market. Listings linger longer. Sellers are cutting prices. So he says buyers are starting to regain some negotiating power. Mortgage rates this week, 6.8%, down from 7.2% a year ago. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Adi, the FBI has arrested a Milwaukee, Wisconsin judge, Hannah Dugan, on charges she helped an illegal immigrant evade arrest by ICE. Fox's Jonathan Hunt reports.
The criminal complaint says, quote, despite having been advised of the administrative warrant for the arrest of Flores Ruiz, Judge Dugan then escorted Flores Ruiz and his counsel out of the courtroom through the jury door, which leads to a non-public area of the courthouse.
The judge's lawyer says the arrest was not in the interest of public safety. 19 states are suing the Trump administration over its push to end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in public schools, and deny money to states that don't comply. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul.
The president does not have the authority to rewrite Congress's allocation of these funds.
The administration argues DEI is making race relations worse. America's listening to Fox News.
It will be a beautiful day in the neighborhood on Saturday, April 26th, when WSRE hosts Be My Neighbor Day. Bring the kids from 10 to 2 to the WSRE Amos studio, where they'll meet Daniel Tiger and enjoy free family fun focused on early learning, health, and safety, and the neighborly values of Mr. Rogers. Visit WSRE.org/events to learn more. Sponsored in part by the Florida Prepaid College Board, State Farm, covering Florida, and the Lastinger Center for Learning at the University of Florida.
Hey, all the way.
Hey, all the way.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 10th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna and runs up Palafox, along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All righty. First up, an incident Thursday evening at a Pace Youth Sports Complex on Chemuckla Highway sparked reports of an active shooter and sent families running. It's now under investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The Pace Athletic Recreation Association said that a man threatened to shoot an umpire and implied that he had a gun in his truck. Witnesses say the confrontation sent kids and parents into a panic, and the ballpark was evacuated. No one's been arrested for the incident at this time.
And the number two story we're following for you this afternoon, affordable military housing took center stage at Thursday's Pensacola City Council meeting. Council members voted to authorize $790,000 to buy land for an affordable military housing project. Mayor Reeve said earlier in the week, before the vote, there isn't a location identified as of yet, but it is coming. The grant requires that the city close on a property by June 30th, 2027. Under the terms of the grant, the city must buy land and have the housing built and in use by military members within 5 years of the purchase.
And your third and final top story today. The FBI arrested a Wisconsin judge this morning for allegedly hiding a previously deported illegal immigrant in her jury room in order to stop him from being arrested by ICE. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan arrested and charged with obstruction of an official, proceeding after evidence confirmed she had shielded the migrant from ICE agents. She was also charged with concealing an individual to prevent discovery and arrest. So, federal agents attempted to arrest an undocumented male following his scheduled criminal court appearance before Dugan on April 18th to face three misdemeanor battery charges for allegedly beating up two people. Dugan demanded that the officers proceed to the chief judge's office and, after this hearing ended, escorted Flores Ruiz and his attorney out a restricted jury door, bypassing the public area where agents were waiting in order to help him avoid arrest. That is according to a complaint.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the Triumph Gulf Coast Board pulled more than $14 million. This was set aside for infrastructure development for OLF 8 on Escambia County's property in Beulah. Triumph Board member David Baer said the decision was made to withdraw its request for funding. Scambia County no longer eligible for the money because the county wants to sell all 540 acres to a private developer. And if it's not moving forward as public property, then it's not eligible for the funds.
Huh. Simple as that. And a sentry man was hurt in a rollover crash in Bratt last night. He was driving west on Highway 168, just east of North Highway 99, when his truck ran off the road and hit a culvert, then rolled into a ditch. The truck ended up about 150 feet away at another culvert. The driver was wearing a seatbelt and was able to get out of the truck after the crash and was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital. FHP still investigating it.
637 News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with a look at sports this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Two quarterbacks picked in the first round of the NFL draft. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Cam Ward from Miami went first overall to the Tennessee Titans. Jackson Dart from Ole Miss taken 25th by the Giants, who with the third selection got edge rusher Abdul Carter from Penn State. The Raiders took running back Ashton Jeanty from Boise State. Two-way star Travis Hunter from Colorado was taken second by the Jaguars, who traded up with the Browns to get that pick. Hunter's college teammate, quarterback Shador Sanders, not drafted in the first round. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight in Green Bay. NBA playoffs, monumental comeback, second largest ever in an NBA playoff game. The Oklahoma City Thunder trailed the Memphis Grizzlies by as many as 29 points. It was 67-40 Memphis late in the second quarter when Grizzly star Ja Morant suffered a hip contusion and was lost for the game. In the second half, Memphis totaled fewer points than it had scored in each of the first two quarters individually. The Thunder outscored the Grizzlies after halftime 63-31 to win the game 114-108 and go up 3 games to none. Game 4 tomorrow. In Detroit, the Knicks beat the Pistons 118-116 for a 2-1 series lead. Karl Anthony Towns scored 31 for New York, which got 30 points from Jalen Brunson. Game 4 Sunday in Detroit, where the Pistons have now lost 8 straight playoff games since 2008. In their first playoff game at their new home, Intuit Dome, the Clippers clobbered the Nuggets in Game 3, 117-83. Los Angeles leads 2 games to 1, Game 4 tomorrow. Hockey, second straight overtime win for the Maple Leafs over the Senators, 3-2. Toronto up 3 games to none. The Blues got within 2 games to 1 against the Jets. Pavel Buchnevich scored a hat-trick in St. Louis's 7-2 win. The reigning Cup champion Panthers went up 2-0 on the Lightning with a 2-0 win in Tampa. Kirill Kaprizov scored 2 more goals for the Wild, who beat the Golden Knights 5-2 for a 2-1 series lead. Kaprizov tied for the playoffs lead with 7 points in 3 games. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NFL fans will find out their favorite team's schedule for the 2025 season next month. The league announced at the NFL draft yesterday that next season's schedule will be unveiled May 14th. Speaking of the NFL draft, where Chris and I, we've actually got it on right now, and the Bears are announcing their 39th pick, but number 40, New Orleans Saints, they're having some quarterback issues, and Shador is still on the board, surprisingly. So, Chris, we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, they'll probably have more issues if they get him. Let's see here. It's the weekend, and what does that mean? Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
After having a weekend off, the NASCAR Cup Series returns on Sunday, and a legendary track takes center stage. Talladega Super Speedway hosts the Jack Lynx 500 as NASCAR kicks off a lengthy stretch. Chase Elliott joined Fox and Friends on Thursday with the season in full swing.
Long season. You know, for us, it's a marathon, right? February all the way to November. And as you get into these kind of spring, summer months, you're kind of getting into that stretch. You're seeing kind of where everybody's stacking up, and Talladega's a big race for us on the schedule.
For the next 28 weekends, a race will be held through the November 2nd championship race in Phoenix. Elliott will be looking for his third win at Talladega and the 20th Cup Series victory of his career. Kyle Larson is coming off a win at Bristol Motor Speedway, where he led 411 of 500 laps in the Food City 500. It was Larson's second victory of the season, and he enters Talladega ranked fourth in the Cup Series standings. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And we got a lot of postseason action getting underway here. NFL or NBA playoffs, excuse me. Rolling on tonight with a trio of games. They actually got underway at the top of this hour. Boston Celtics and Orlando Magic with game 3 underway. Celtics up 2-0 in that series. At 7 p.m., that's just about 20 minutes. The Indiana Pacers looking to go up 3 games to nothing when they take on the Bucks in Milwaukee. Then it's the Lakers taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves at 8:30 p.m. Over on the NHL side of things, we've got 3 more games. The Canadiens hosting the Capitals. That also got underway at 6. At 7, Carolina Hurricanes and New Jersey Devils. And then, last but not least, at 9 o'clock tonight, it's the LA Kings and the Edmonton Oilers.
641, News Radio 92.3, MLB, NBA, NHL, yes, and NFL. Yeah, they're drafting their next stars tonight. Now, there's still some football to be played.
The NFL draft may be happening, but, hey, more importantly, the UFL on Fox, and that is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, the Birmingham Stallions versus the Memphis Showboats. And by the way, if you haven't watched this, the incredible plays on the field and the technology that Fox is bringing to your broadcast is outrageous, unbelievable. Camera shots from helmets, pylons, and mic'd up coaches bring you right into the hot seat. Immersive football, the best you can get. Tonight on Fox, the UFL.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Abdul Carter, to me, is the best player in the 2025 draft, and the Giants got him with the third overall pick. Most knew that the Giants wouldn't be done there, and many expected them to trade back up in the draft to snag a quarterback. Joe Shane then pulled the trigger, but I think he drafted the wrong QB, so I would have selected Shador Sanders or even Jalen Milroe before using a first-round selection on Jackson Dart. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout. No matter the showdown, BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Okay, 6:43, News Radio 92.3. If you're maneuvering the Sykes Bridge this afternoon, be aware they're doing some partial lane work on the bridge. They got some partial lane closures going on. FDOT crews performing inspections on the span. By the way, everything will be just fine as the Saturday gets underway. You'll be okay. They'll do all that work and have it all wrapped up for you. It is now 6:45, News Radio 92.3, and Austin Price has a look at the weather and other local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much. We do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather on the local scale, we do have, we're sitting at 77 degrees, so that's not too bad. We kind of have some heat, but it's not as bad as it could be. Low of 67 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, we are going to have some more. It's going to be highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-60s. And also, I told you the Saints were coming up. Their pick was coming up. They just got a quarterback, but it was not Shador Sanders. It's someone who is far less talked about. Tyler Shaw, or however you say his last name, out of Louisville, he was a good QB. So the Saints did make that leap. They got a new signal caller. Not bad. Didn't you like my showmanship?
I did. I enjoyed every single minute of that. It is 6:46. I'm kind of surprised that Sanders has not gone in the draft.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm looking at some of the teams that are next to come. Maybe the Jets. What's their situation? I can't even remember. Whatever. Bottom line is, we touched on the weather on a local scale. We got a national outlook, don't we?
Yes, we do. You gave a perfect example of what nice weather looks like. Let me kind of go on the other end of the spectrum for you, what a bad weather looks like. Let's talk wet weekend in store for multiple regions around the U.S. this weekend. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at that forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be a risk over the central U.S. spreading into the eastern U.S. the next few days. Some areas could experience strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes and heavy rain that could lead to flooding. Rain, however, will be welcome news for the large wildfire burning over New Jersey to help firefighters this weekend. We've got another round of severe storms coming Monday and Tuesday next week for the midsection of the country, so please stay alert to the latest watches and warnings. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. With consumer confidence currently tumbling, demand for commercial air travel is waning even further. Customer interest in buying business jets has fallen by 49% since March, according to the Barclays Business Jet Indicator Survey. The composite 12-month score based on five metrics tumbled from 52 down to 40. A composite score in the low 40s indicates the market is slowing, according to Barclays. Amazon sellers are raising their prices on hundreds of top-selling items as they confront higher import costs amid President Trump's new tariffs. Roughly 25% of price increases in recent weeks have come from sellers based out of China, according to SmartScout data. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining 20, the S&P was up by 40, and the NASDAQ grew by more than 200. Crude oil futures above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And a new electric vehicle startup backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos headed to the market. Slate Auto, headquartered in Michigan, made its debut last night at a design studio in Long Beach, California, promising electric trucks for under $20,000 with a federal tax credit. The company plans to build the trucks in Indiana, and the basic model can go about 150 miles on a charge. It's expected to be on sale sometime next year.
I always say it has to be at least a 200-mile charge, you know, for miles, 200 miles in the car.
Ah.
And why do I say that? Because that's the exact number of miles to my house in New Orleans.
Really?
So I can make it home. Yes, there's a little greedy portion there to talk about.
Yeah, there's some home cooking in that analysis.
There's a lot of home cooking in that one. American workers are preparing themselves to accept jobs for less money over anxiety for a possible recession. Caroline Elliott has the story.
The New York Fed asked Americans what is the lowest salary they would take for a job. The answer, a little over $74,000 a year. And that's down from just 6 months ago when the answer was over $82,000 a year. According to the New York Fed, right now a lot of people are worried about a possible recession. And an analyst with Bankrate says for many, a lower paycheck is still better than no paycheck at all. Now, Bankrate tells us historically expectations for paychecks do go up and down, but even the New York Fed described this as a significant decline. Caroline Elliott, Fox News.
And cigarette companies can't be happy about this one. Cigarette smoking in the United States keeps declining. Researchers at UC San Diego found the most significant drops were driven mainly by young adults in states with historically high smoking rates. However, the slower decline among adults over 50 may prolong the public health burden of smoking-related diseases. Next, researchers expect national smoking prevalence to fall below 5% by 2035, though the high rates of smoking-related illnesses will take longer to decrease.
All right, California is rising on the global stage, reaching one rank higher on the list of the largest global economies. Here's Tom Vicar from San Francisco.
According to the International Monetary Fund and the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, California has now become the world's fourth largest economy. California's $1.4 trillion economy is fourth only behind the entire U.S., China, and Germany, and has now overtaken Japan, a nation with almost three times California's population. And get this, another notch down, India, the world's most populated country, is behind California's economy, even though its population of 1.4 billion is 37 times that of the Golden States. Governor Newsom says at 6% annual growth, California's economy is growing at a faster rate than the world's top three economies, especially those of China and Germany.
Okay, 650, News Radio 92.3, a look into a healthier you. Only minutes away, coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-213-5757. 800-213-5757.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Alex Andrade, who has been the subject of attacks by Governor DeSantis after his investigation of the Hope Florida Foundation and Attorney General James Uthmeyer. Will NPR and PBS have their funding cut off? A very interesting hearing over that exact question. Are they biased or unbiased news sources? And have you seen the proposed new Pensacola Beach welcome sign / toll booth? And what do you think about it? A lot of people seem to not love the design. You can listen to the discussions on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Today's health news.
6:53 News Radio 92.3. Federal officials say funding for a long-running study of women's health won't be cut after all, following pushback from scientists and experts. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Funding for the Women's Health Initiative will be restored, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, a reversal of a decision announced just a day earlier. News of the cuts shocked researchers and drew a backlash of criticism by many who said the landmark study of women's health was essential. The study began in the 1990s because medical studies had mostly been done on men. It continues to follow more than 40,000 women and has led to major advancements in women's health. Some researchers said the decision to cut the funding was surprising because the Trump administration has said that fighting chronic disease is a top priority. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the Pentagon restarting gender-affirming care for transgender service members. A Defense Department memo dated April 21st says that the department will restore surgical procedures and cross-sex hormone therapy to service members and their dependents. The memo is signed by the Acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs and says that service members and all other covered beneficiaries 19 years of age or older may receive appropriate care for their diagnosis of gender dysphoria.
6:54, News Radio 92.3. Amid growing backlash, the Health and Human Services Department is now denying claims that they want to create a national autism registry. Alexandria Hoffin has more on the trending story.
As of this morning, a petition titled Stop the National Autism Registry had gained over 41,000 signatures, but HHS telling us that is not the plan, saying, quote, "We are not creating an autism registry. The real-world data platform will link existing data sets to support research into causes of autism and insights into improved treatment strategies." So a firestorm was set off with a CBS News report that detailed plans to compile public and private health records to study autism's rising rate. Now, HHS indicates that the data that they're going to be using is already available for research and that they will be tracking trends, not people. Secretary Kennedy maintains findings on the root cause of autism will begin coming in by September.
And eating chicken on a regular basis is now linked to a higher risk of dying of cancer. And Italian researchers collected data on the diets of about 5,000 adults for nearly 20 years and found those who ate about 4 servings of chicken per week had a 27% higher risk of dying early from digestive cancers. And they found the risk was higher for men than for women. Chris, I kind of chuckled there because you seem puzzled by that study.
Well, I like chicken.
Yeah, you're not puzzled. You're frightened.
I just don't want to go down that road. You know. Well, okay. While we're talking about illnesses here, cases of whooping cough are rising in the U.S. Lisa Brady has the story for us.
So far this year, more than 8,400 cases of whooping cough or pertussis reported across the country, twice as many compared to this time last year. Some experts are not surprised after rates fell during COVID precautions, including masking, also noting that pertussis tends to peak every 2 to 5 years. Still, this increase comes as a measles outbreak continues in multiple states, fueling more concern about unvaccinated or undervaccinated populations. At least 3 children have died from whooping cough in the past 6 months, a 5-year-old in Washington State, and 2 babies in Louisiana. The pertussis vaccine is given to infants beginning at 2 months old as a combination shot, also for tetanus and diphtheria. The CDC recommends adult boosters for those every 10 years. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is in, has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Well, luckily, there's nothing going on the roads. We had some typical evening issues that we have coming over Blackwater River, traveling westbound into downtown Milton on Highway 90, but that has cleared up. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, going to be sunny, mostly clear, highs in the mid-80s, lows in the mid-60s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, a therapy dog in Wisconsin inspires her owner to make a scholarship in her name. Here we go. Brett LeMoyne has the story from Wisconsin.
People like being around her.
Lake Country Fire and Rescue Assistant Chief Matthew Herder had the 10-year-old black lab by his side at work and at home since she was a puppy. Tesla was the department's credentialed therapy dog. She helped first responders process daily stress and was there for the community whenever someone needed a hug.
Well, you could tell that when you walked into a room, it got better.
Herder says most public safety departments don't have the budget for therapy dogs. He says training and care can add up to $20,000. So he set up a scholarship in Tesla's memory.
To make sure that the financial worries of agencies and handlers aren't something that comes into consideration.
It's a testament to a dog who brought comfort wherever she went and to the man who knows she'll keep making a difference.
In Delafield, Brett LeMoyne, Fox News.
And testimony continues in a New York sex crimes retrial of former movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Yesterday, a roommate of one of the accusers took the stand. Elizabeth Infin lived with accuser and production assistant Miriam Haley in Lower Manhattan in 2006. And Infin claims that Haley told her that Weinstein sexually assaulted her. She says she advised Haley to contact a lawyer, but Haley seemed hesitant to do that at the time. Weinstein has denied all sexual assault allegations as he faces charges connected to 3 accusers.
Okay, A-list stars headline Havoc and The Accountant 2. Monica DeLuca has the details. Here's Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Tom Hardy and Forrest Whitaker are in a new action-packed movie called Havoc, and it has a fitting tagline. No law, only disorder.
Your son just started a gang war. They just want to shoot him dead. That's the end of his story.
I make one phone call. You go down for life. Get him back.
Tom Hardy plays Walker, who's a detective, attempting to rescue a politician's son, who was apparently involved in a drug deal gone wrong. Havoc is out now, only on Netflix. The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck and John Bernthal, is out now.
I need green lights from here to Victory Boulevard.
Damn. Affleck plays Christian Wolf, who has a talent for solving complex problems. When an old acquaintance is murdered, leaving behind a cryptic message to find the accountant, Wolf is compelled to solve the case, recruiting his highly lethal brother, Brax, played by Bernthal. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All right, 6:59. We're about to wrap up this Friday afternoon, head into a weekend.
We sure are.
Ready to do it again on Monday. We thank you so much for having us on today. Just kind of looking ahead for you. Don't forget, we have the big screen on the Bayou. That is tonight over at the Bayview Park in East Hill. Curtain rises in about a half an hour for Boys in the Boat. Of course, Bands of the Blackwater tonight, Crosstown Band on the stage at Jernigan's Landing. So you see, we got a lot of things happening here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate the ride home. We'll do it again 4:00 Monday afternoon. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.